Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to get somebody in on $1,000 here, 12K a day.
Straw. 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 Text STRAW to 72881. No more plastic straws. Don't use them, man. Straw to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. That is specific to this contest. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is straw. Metal. They have a metal straw now. You can have your own straw in your pocket, you know, so you don't have to take a plastic one.
Oh. I don't know what I was thinking.
Or you could just paper straw.
Gulp it from the glass.
Or you could just like sip it.
Right. Yeah, I was totally thinking like straw, like hay.
Oh, like bedding? Straw
yeah,
bedding?
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. When I had a hamster, I put him in straw.
I got my, are they rubber? What are they called? The reusable straws?
Oh, reusable straws.
Yeah, that's rubber. And you have a little cleaner thing there, right?
I do.
Brushes.
Uh-huh. It's like a
You'd need
like
that.
A baby cleaner brushes. Or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Those are...
Baby cleaner.
Whatever.
Like when you want to clean a baby's butt or something, you use that.
Yeah. Oh, you're gross.
It seems
Hurt. What are you doing?
I don't know. What part of a baby are you cleaning with that thing? It looks really like his nostrils. I don't know.
No, it's got baby
it's
bottle
for the bottles.
Cleaner. Sarah, how long has it been?
Well, the bottle brushes are thicker than that because I got
to
go in the mouth of
I'm trying to draw a picture here for the radio people.
Well, so am I.
Yeah.
Cleaning baby butt. Those things are nasty. 707. I'm going to try and find some fun things today. You know, like this Roseanne thing isn't fun. It's super depressing on a lot of levels. In case you somehow missed it, let me see if I can pull the original tweet. Roseanne got fired and canceled and everything was ruined yesterday. She tweeted, here's a quote. I'm just telling you what she tweeted. Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Equals VJ. That's a reference to Valerie Jarrett. Oh, come on, Roseanne. A former Obama advisor who's African-American. A few hours after the tweet, she was apologizing and saying, I'm now leaving Twitter, which she hasn't done, by the way. She said, I'm leaving Twitter. And then 3 hours after the apology, she issued another apology. And she's not leaving Twitter. She's not. Although maybe she will eventually. Maybe she didn't. Doesn't she have a place in Hawaii where she grows macadamia nuts? Like,
yeah.
Go back there, lady.
Wasn't she? Is she a weed chick?
Supposedly she was going to start growing her own weed.
Well, why wouldn't you? If you got a macadamia farm, just plant a pot plant in between each macadamia. I assume those are trees, right?
I don't think any excuse for being racist or saying something racist, and especially in the way sensibilities are now, I can see a comedian trying to be funny and then finding themselves going, "Oh, that's not acceptable in today's environment."
Boy, I didn't look at it like that.
But man, I was trying to think: was she stoned? Like, what would have made her think that she could pull off something?
Well, she says
like
Ambien.
That. Right. That's what I figured there'd be some excuse.
Right. But as you pointed out, and you've actually said this a few times and I couldn't agree more. I would rather know that someone is a racist than have them hiding it and acting like they weren't. Like when you meet people in your life and sometimes you can't believe what's come out of their mouth, and I always think, well, at least now I know who they are.
Right. At least now you know you can disassociate.
Right. And if anyone says, why don't you associate with that person? I could point to that specific. Well, I didn't like what they said about X, Y, or Z. So Roseanne Barr has not left Twitter, at least not yet. Last night she issued a second apology. This one seemed a little more sincere. She put out a series of tweets. She said, don't feel sorry for me, guys. I just want to apologize to the hundreds of people, the wonderful writers, all liberal, and talented actors who lost their jobs on my show due to my stupid tweet. Losing my show is zero compared to being labeled a racist over one tweet. It was 2 a.m. and I was Ambien tweeting. It was Memorial Day, too. I went too far and do not want it defended. It was egregious, indefensible. And please don't start all that boycott ABC stuff. I'm not a censor and they have the right to do what they wish. She also tweeted an apology at Valerie Jarrett. She said, I am truly sorry. My whole life has been about fighting racism. I made a terrible mistake. She says that she'll discuss it further. I guess she's going to go on Joe Rogan's podcast this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This is why none of us should be on Twitter. Don't ever forget that, everyone.
Yeah.
Here's your public service announcement.
It just seems like no good ever comes of it.
Because never.
Even if you say something that's smart and funny, there's always going to be just someone on there to make you feel bad about yourself.
Can you remember one time you reported a good thing from Twitter?
No. Because we don't report those things. We only report the
bad stuff.
The bad stuff. You know, somebody stepping in it. Patton Oswalt's funny. He is a regular laugh riot. And he always comments on, you know, whatever the big stories of the day are. He has some hilarious comment to make about it. So there's a positive thing about Twitter. I'm sure he'll step in it soon. And we'll all be ostracizing him, canceling his show. Does he have a show? I don't know. If he does, it's getting canceled. Anyway, there you go.
What did he catch crap for? I think the crap he caught was because his wife had passed, and a year later he remarried,
mm-hmm.
and people didn't think he took enough time.
Right,
it wasn't acceptable.
Yeah,
you can't remarry.
Yeah, you have not.
How dare you?
Your mourning period should only just be ending.
She only just died.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, it was a year ago.
Well, and maybe my sensibilities or yours are different than his, but it seems like people feel on Twitter they can say whatever the hell they want.
Well, they can.
Well, no, they can't. Actually, look at Roseanne.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the thing is, she can still say it.
Yeah.
But there are going to be consequences. The thing is that most of us, nobody knows who you are on Twitter, so you feel totally anonymous and totally safe in saying whatever the hell you want to whoever the hell you're following. On Fox News, Harris Faulkner defended Roseanne, saying Roseanne's comments were nothing more than free speech. And the conversation went on to mention that Roseanne was just a comedian with a twisted sense of humor. Weirdly, he didn't offer the same kind of pass to Kathy Griffin after her thing. And they're actually saying, they're calling where Kathy Griffin went after the photo. If you don't remember, I can't remember who the photographer was, but she did a series of photos, and in them, she's holding a bloody, decapitated head of a dude who looks just like Donald Trump. And it was in terrible taste. I mean, I couldn't really defend that. I thought, okay, well, she's a comedian, and that's, I can see why there's backlash. That doesn't feel like, I don't know in what universe that's funny, but that was the choice that she made, and here she is trying to battle her way back. Is, in your opinion, is what she did with the head worse than what Roseanne did, comparing an African-American woman to an ape? Like, they're both bad.
They're both bad.
You know, my sensibilities are to let comedians try their hardest and go for it, mm-hmm. and make mistakes and be forgiving of them. But, you know, most people would say, you're a white guy. Of course you would say that. Because, you know, none of that seems to hit soft spots on me the same way it would if you're black or female. Or
right.
So I don't know what to say to it. Mm. I feel like comedy has always pushed the envelope and always been outrageous. And that was what made things truly funny, is to be almost like, oh, I'm right. laughing and I'm embarrassed that I am.
Right.
And yet we're not, that's not okay anymore, and it doesn't work. And now
well,
we have
neither
to be
of these things are things that I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I actually feel like, you know, you've crossed a line when people aren't even embarrassingly
well, yeah.
laughing. Like, these are, I was like, that's not funny, and neither is that.
Neither of those were funny, and actually I had to look up the person she was even talking about, too.
Well, she is apparently, you know, she's a conspiracy. Roseanne is a conspiracy theorist and has tweeted before about how Valerie Jarrett would cover up secrets, hide secrets for the Obama administration. That's part of her big conspiracy theory. So it's not the first time, apparently, that she's tweeted about her. I don't read
Twitter, you know? Yeah. I'll look at, I'll go see what Donald Trump is saying. But a lot of times, I don't even have to look. That's everywhere. That's on the regular news.
Mm. 925, sounds like Roseanne should have attended the Starbucks training yesterday.
Mm, mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the, this is fun, than the Roseanne stuff. Let's talk about the biggest songs in the country at this moment.
Oh, all right.
Kill it.
What? Why are you gonna? Why are you sighing like that?
So much Drake. So much.
Oh, a lot of Drake.
A lot of Drake.
You should be rejoicing.
Did the album even come out yet?
Shouldn't hate on him so hard, Sarah.
We're gonna start with number 100.
Drake.
No, it's not Drake. Ozuna and Romeo Santo with a song called El Farsante. Bam bam. All right, let's.
Hey,
skip
you know
up.
What I found yesterday?
What did you find yesterday, Brian?
I don't know why I was. You know how you get like. Caught up in YouTube.
Yeah.
I found a slow version of a karaoke track for Despacito.
Oh, we so gotta hear this. We're about
hilarious.
To peak for the morning. Everyone.
I mean, no, it's not. It's
is
not
it
really,
so that you can do all the
it's
Spanish language
so you can
language
learn
stuff?
How to, yeah,
oh
sing it.
Oh, my God.
But it's great because
so you practice it with the karaoke version so that when you play it at the real speed.
And it's even it's still hard when it's slow.
All
I'll
right.
tell you that
I
much.
I want to try it right now.
All right, you're going to do it right now? Hold on. Let me figure this out. Give me a second. Stall real quick.
All right. Should I not be playing? Do you have to look for it, right? All right, then I'm gonna stall with the 10 best Star Wars characters of all time.
Here we go.
Listen, this is BS. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay.
Like, this is dead. This is Rolling Stone, and it's dead wrong. Like some of these
Rolling
people,
Stone,
okay.
What a disappointment.
So I know, you know, they often get their lists really wrong.
Oh,
okay,
right,
great.
All right,
here we go. Back to the. Other thing. We'll go back.
So
to that.
This is how it goes. You already know that part, right? So. Right. So they go at normal speed for the English part.
Okay. Go, go to this, just the chorus.
Here it is.
Oh, they slow it down.
Más.
Esto gordo malo sin alguna pura.
And it spells out phonetically too, so it's great. It's like perfect.
Despacito.
Oh, for crying out loud. Come on.
Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te no estás conmigo. Oh, I love
isn't
it.
That
I
great?
That.
Too.
That's great.
Yeah, I even found our part too. The other guy here.
It's okay. Oh my God.
Do you like it?
Well, bong, I had to admit. It's a little annoying, but it's. It really would be helpful, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would work. I mean, if you did that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Hey, can you post that on Sarah and Vinny so I
yeah,
can
put
learn
that
it?
Up. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Will you please learn it and do it on Friday?
Well, that's not enough
do it
time.
No, you got to practice it slow.
I'll do it before
we'll
go on
fast.
Vacation. I'll do it before we go on vacation.
Okay.
I need a little bit of time. I don't speak Spanish. Barely speak English.
You don't.
They're going to make it so you do speak Spanish here in just a second. Look at that.
I'll post up the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. All right. Learn
so
that.
So funny.
Skipping up to number 10, and then we'll get back to the Star Wars thing. BTS Fake Love is number 10. And number one is Drake. Nice for what?
Jesus. I love this song.
Tabo.
Turn it up.
No. Don't. Stop encouraging him. All right, I'm going back to the Star Wars
please don't
Wars
let
thing.
Drake have the song of the summer. Please.
Stop clapping.
Yeah, stop clapping is right.
Oh, please don't clap.
Oh, my God, that's Jeb Bush.
Jeb.
Oh, that's right.
All right,
he was
Hooman.
Giving a speech. No one was clapping.
Right.
Hooman, who is the best Star Wars character of all time?
Oh. Well, according to the Star Wars universe, it's supposed to be Han Solo. That's the one
what?
Everyone...
What?
That's the one everyone...
It's not Darth Vader?
No, oh. Most people say it's Han Solo. Darth Vader is considered one of the best bad guys of all
this
time.
This is bad guys and good guys.
I know.
All together, what do you think? What do you think is number one?
Easy, it's Darth Vader.
You say Han Solo? Anybody else want to guess who hasn't seen this?
I mean, now that times have changed, you see that little janky, like, board game on his chest, and you're all, oh, that's pretty weak.
Boop, 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 boop,
right,
boop,
I mean...
Right. It does have like big red and blue buttons on it.
It's like glued on game pieces. What right. the hell is that?
We took a checkers board and the checkers pieces.
But at the time.
Sure, he was badass.
With the theme song and he come. Oh, come on.
Mm. Well, Han Solo has been declared by Rolling Stone to be the number one best character in the Star Wars universe. Darth Vader is number two.
Okay.
Okay, those
the rest
two
of
are
the
right.
top ten, horrible.
I can live with those two, though, because I think Han is also... That's why I think people have a tough or an adverse reaction to this new one, because what's his bucket? Harrison Ford is Han Solo.
Right. He is, yes.
So name
is Qui-Gon Jinn on
no,
there?
Qui-Gon Jinn is not in
Who
the top
the
ten.
That?
It's Liam Neeson.
Oh,
one of our greatest... treasures.
Do you really think that he would be in the top 10?
No,
who else do you think is in the top 10?
Darth Maul. How about Darth Maul?
No, Darth Maul is not in the top 10.
How about okay. Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Number yes, three. He's number 9.
Oh.
Well, he's out Dude, pretty he's, quick.
How about Luke
not.
Skywalker?
He's in all of them. Luke is number 6.
What about Yoda?
Yoda's number 4.
I'm going to say Leia comes next.
Number 5.
Oh.
We're still missing number 3, 7, 8, and 10. I'm going to tell you number 10.
Is it R2?
R2's number 8.
Oh.
C-3PO, not in the top 10.
Well, yeah, he doesn't get to be.
Oh, my God. C-3PO is great.
Yes?
They actually put BB-8 ahead of him. BB-8 is number 10. BB-8 rolls around and goes, blah, 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 blah. He's not even half as cute as R2-D2. That guy should be nowhere near the top 10 best characters of all time. Jabba the Hutt, not in the top 10.
Well, because why?
Because he captured Leia. He was hideous.
She
like,
wore
he made an impression on you.
No. Cool bikini.
Yeah, she was. That was a hot scene.
Oh,
for her.
Oh, Laura Dern.
No.
No.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Laura Dern.
I can't believe the way you painted that. I go in and I see she's like the best character. She's the biggest hero of the
God,
movie.
Oh, my God, Vincent.
She's sick. Whatever.
The ones we're missing are number 3 and number 7. Who are we missing? Who are they? They're both.
How about Palpatine?
No. I would actually listen, the guy who's number 3, I'm like, no. I swear to God.
You know what's funny is I know someone who would say, so I'm just going to use a nerd's guess, Boba Fett?
Boba Fett is number 3. Boba Fett,
he's a big deal.
Is he? Though, I get it. They cloned him.
Yeah, he's the one that they cloned.
But how is he the third?
I just channeled Vicky to get that answer right.
How is he bigger than Princess Leia or Luke Skywalker?
He's not.
It's ridiculous.
He shouldn't be there.
And at number 7, nobody has said
is it,
her name.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the new guy, the pilot, Oscar.
Oh, Ren.
It's Rey.
Rey.
Oh, Rey.
Yes.
I don't know. She's all right.
Well, she's the star
I liked
of the new
her.
Movies.
Yeah, and, I thought
and
she
And what
was
about,
good.
Adam Driver's character, Han Solo's son?
Kylo Ren?
Yeah.
You liked him?
Well.
You didn't like his hair?
It's that he's... I mean, he doesn't at least beat out BB-8. I have some real issues with this. Maybe I should try to calm down.
No.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just... I care
too much
about
this. What do you think of Poe Dameron,
fine,
the great pilot?
Fine,
I liked him more than I liked Rey.
Well, I like him more than I like BB-8. I'll tell you that right now. BB-8. Go roll into a hole. Hey, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Roll into a hole.
Just
the last
don't
thing
roll
I
away.
Say,
just
Jesus.
Roll away.
Snapchat is making a comeback.
Oh, is it? Well,
good news.
Let's get the stock price ready to roll. Oh, is that
That's it?
All right.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day. It's actually going to be a lot cooler the rest of the week. I heard today and tomorrow are going to be downright chilly, which is fantastic compared to how it's
well,
been.
Yeah, I was super hot last night.
Mm. Dude, you're hot every night.
No, I mean, I really could not sleep.
I know. It was miserable.
Bogus.
Did you turn your AC on?
No.
Yeah, I made John turn it on for a little while, but then he turned it off. I think he turns it off as soon as I go to bed and thinks that I'll be asleep. And then I wake up all sweaty. I'm like, what's happening? Why am I in hell? All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. You can watch this show. Hello. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch, and there's cameras all through all the studios, and Vaughn's in there putting together a nice little show for you. There's a little comment section. You can be one of the lookers. Do a little typing and commentary. RadioAlice.com/watch. At Lucky and Lucky California, stop by their produce department and pick up large, personal-size seedless watermelons that are just 2 for $4. They also have origami cantaloupe bursting with flavor and sweetness that are also just 2 for $4, only at Lucky and Lucky California.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's smart, fun.
And Bryn's not here to play her song.
A great radio show host to hang out with in the afternoon, and she's pretty darn good looking, too. Enjoy Jane this afternoon.
She had the cutest outfit on yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What?
Just like these really tight, kind of silvery gray pants with, of course, black boots and a black top. I was like, oh, geez, you look fantastic.
You know, whenever I put on something that might even be remotely fashionable, I find that it's restricting in some way, shape, or form, and then I end up saying I can't do it. Yeah. I need to be
spilling
free.
Spilling jelly down the front of it.
Yeah, there's that too. And I don't know how she, on a daily basis,
she
can
puts
like the
it
boots,
together.
For example. You'd think she'd put them on and go, they look good, but you know, I can't walk around in these things. Yeah. How am I going to do a show in these?
Well, she's doing a show in them all day. Like she's, you know that one central hallway that runs, being like all the awards are on one side and all the, radio equipment's on the other side.
Yeah.
It's like this long hall that runs in the building. And I always think to myself, like, if I was Jane, I'd be catwalking this. Like.
Oh, right.
Because it looks like that. It has like a little central place to walk.
Well, if I was Jane, I'd be throwing my boots out the studio door because they're bugging me as I'm trying to.
You mean if Jane was you?
What? Whatever. I couldn't be able to. There's no way.
Yeah.
Not in those boots. They look good, though.
Enjoy
her this afternoon. She's all booted up.
Yep. Boot up.
Here's what's happening. Oh, by the way, there's an Apple update for your phone. I don't know if anyone's keeping up on those things.
I'll wait and see if everyone else's phone crashes, and then I'll.
Well, the whole point is to avoid the hacker, Sarah. Yeah, you're trying to avoid the hacker getting a hold of
it. I feel like there I am. I'm going to get hacked. If I'm going to get hacked, I'm going to get hacked.
All right.
Please, who would want my jaggy 6 Plus? The thing doesn't even work. Hack away. Maybe you'll fix it.
Okay. Snapchat is prepping some new thing.
Oh,
that
Vinny,
could
this
completely
is so exciting.
Revive the Now, look, you say that, we laugh because I invested in the company and I've lost over half of everything I put into them. But the kids still use the Snap.
Mm.
And apparently, this new launch is going to hopefully breathe new life into the plateauing Snapchat, as it'll allow you to use new camera. Actually, I don't know what it's going to do. We would need a kid to
explain it to
maybe
us.
Maybe we should have an intern help us with
explain.
It. Yeah. but good news for Snapchatters. There's new stuff
Something
coming your way.
Something new coming
Might
your
happen
way.
Soon.
Well, maybe people will freak out over it and
love
start
it.
Using it like crazy.
That'd be great. Mm. Be really neat.
I'd like to see that happen.
A new survey asked people what clothes they hate the most.
Dresses. Oh, were you not asking me?
Well, sure, I'll ask you. You say a dress?
Yeah, I would never wear a dress.
Holy crap. You and my kid are the polar opposite. Mm. She's like, I can't get a dress on fast enough. Get these pants off me, Dad. And I'm like,
funny.
All right. And then we're like, all right, we're going to go ride bikes. All right, I have to put my pants back on now.
Right.
Well, I mean, what fun. She gets to change 5 times a day.
We're going to change again.
Yeah. What fun for you. You should put her in leggings and have one of those dresses you can tie up. Mm.
You know what's so funny about the bike rides we're doing right now? Because I'm so thrilled about it, but she stops every 10 feet and goes, I got to rest.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like,
that's weird.
Oh, my God. We've only gone a driveway's distance. You know what a driveway is?
Yeah.
We've just crossed the length of a driveway.
And she needs to rest?
And she'll, let me rest.
Who did she get that from?
I don't know. Neither of us.
Neither of her parents.
It's crazy.
Well, little kid bikes, though, are, they're usually just one gear. Does she even have a 3-speed?
No, it's one gear, and it's, little leg way. So she's going, spinning that thing out, But still, you'd think she'd have a little more stamina.
Yeah. Well, she's working on it.
Anyway, back to dresses. Dresses are not on the list. Deep V-neck T-shirts come in at number 10 on the...
I don't mind. Well, I don't like it on a dude, but
people hate
not on a guy, but a girl. Yeah, they compliment me. That's why I wear those.
I think they look super cool.
On dudes?
Yeah. Well,
I like a V-neck on me. I just think it does seem feminine. I think a high V-neck looks good on a guy. Mm-hmm. But a low V-neck seems weird. Like, I don't really want to see what you've got going
you
on
see the
for hair.
Hair coming out?
Just take your shirt off. I mean, if you're going to have...
Let's see what you got.
Just take it off.
Right. Just cut further down. Just rip it open. You with your gold chains.
Sweater vests are out. Ugg boots out.
Oh, I like sweater vests because of Jared on Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Like, I just love him so much that I'm like, more people should be like Jared.
Are we talking...
Clothes
for
people
men?
Hate.
Oh, just people in general.
Just like in general, you see someone wearing that and you go, ugh, I guess.
Have a corduroy pants.
Oh, I don't mind cords.
Bright red pants make the list.
Oh,
no. You're Santa suit.
No.
Oh, I was trying to actually think if I knew anyone who wore any red pants. Yeah, but you're right. I'm the only one I know. God, I hate those pants.
I have a pair of red pants.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Do you ever wear them?
The last time I wore them was at a Valentine's.
Oh, well, that
Secret
makes sense.
Show last year, I think.
No.
See, on Valentine's Day, they work.
Deep V-neck, sweater vest, Ugg boots, bright red pants, track suits.
I love track suits.
Oh, me too.
Up the list of ways is Crocs.
Oh, I love Crocs.
Leather pants.
I love leather pants.
And Speedos are the number one no-go.
I mean, I guess unless you're a swimmer.
I mean, look, if you want to wear them for underpants because you find them comfortable, then, you know, have at it. But just like walking around in a Speedo, I'm like, oh, God, all I can see is the potato you get in the front there. I just, like, what's happening there?
Yeah, they're too tight.
Yeah.
Jogging
pants, I don't know. But there's nothing hotter than a rock dude in leather pants. Sebastian Bach back in the day, 89 probably. It's like, dude, oh, you are hot.
So let me ask you a question about him in particular.
All right.
What about today?
Oh, no, he's no good today. Have you seen him lately? No good.
What happened
to
him?
Well, he got old. That's, you know,
I know, but everyone gets old and plenty of people. I mean, Sammy Hagar looks 10,000 times better than Sebastian Bach, who's probably 20 years younger than Sammy is.
I think that Sebastian Bach might be, he might not even be 50 yet. He might be like 49.
Right. So what happened to him?
Well, he just let it go, man.
Did he, though?
I mean, is
he? He's not a total lard ass, is he?
No,
oh, yeah.
he's really tall, right?
Show him a picture, Bryn.
He's 6'3", I'm pulling up a and he's 50 right years now. Old, Sebastian Bach.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. He just, you know, it just sucks. It's like being Barbara Bach. You're not going to be Daisy Duke for your whole life. And it sucks because that's who we all remember.
You should cut his hair.
She's a very normal look. He should cut his hair because then he'd just be a norm. But then no one would ever recognize him. And
right.
You know who reminds me of now?
That's the guy you love?
Oh, I love it. Look at that bad boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Leather pants.
That guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Oh, my God.
No.
What's the matter with him? He looks like the same guy.
Does he?
Yeah.
No. Look at that. Oh, yeah.
You're into that.
18 life. Yeah, I love him.
Oh, don't. Come on. Yeah.
Really don't.
Play some Skid Row.
But you say there's nothing hotter than a guy in leather pants?
A skinny dude who's a rock star in leather pants. And life to know.
Play Youth Gone Wild.
Teen and life to go.
That's your favorite one?
No, it's
play
just
Youth
one
Gone
of
Wild.
Them.
It's way better.
Oh, Youth Gone Wild?
Yeah.
We are the youth gone wild.
Let me ask you a question. So the next time the reclining Jennifer's skyrocket, if John were to wear leather pants, would you be like,
I'd be like, no, John.
You're back to the guy I met back in the day.
I'd be like, no, man, no.
Really?
It's over. You can't wear those.
You're not into it.
You gotta, I'm telling you, to really pull off leather pants, you do have to be skinny. I'm sorry, people
you know
who
what?
Are
okay.
wearing them and aren't skinny, but you should take those off
I would
right
take
now.
Issue with that. Slash has put on a couple pounds, but you still couldn't even imagine Slash without his leather pants, could you?
You know, I guess that's just a... you gotta chalk that up to him being a consistent wearer of them.
Like, he
pulls
it. I
can't even picture him in anything else.
Dude, Guns N' Roses aren't even close to on my list of top 50 bands, but that live show they did the other day ago in, I don't know, AT&T was it? Yeah. They killed. Mm. They were so good. I mean, they really had all the stuff.
Yeah.
You'd have loved it.
I'm sure I would have.
We are the
Why is this still playing
wild.
Under me?
Because it's like one of the best songs ever.
Well, oh, sorry.
Leather jogging pants.
Well, let's listen to it.
We are the youth.
Oh, there you go.
Take me down
to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Take me home. The Ethel Merman of the rock world.
Was the lead singer of Muse wearing leather pants? And is that okay?
I honestly don't remember. Yeah, he's skinny.
Oh, okay.
And he's like a young rock star. I'm sorry, that's ageist and weightist of me, but
yeah,
that's, I don't know. Not everyone can pull off the leather pants. I can't pull them off. I wouldn't even try.
Well, you have that fake pair of leather pants. They're like kind of faux leather, right?
Yeah, like vinyl-ish.
You've worn those on stage?
Yeah, but I wear a long shirt over them. I don't want my ass hanging out, you know?
Oh, I don't remember that part.
I don't
want
anyone seeing my bulging thighs, my thunder thighs. I got to keep those covered up.
But there I was in the audience, fangirling over your leather pants.
Yeah. Thanks, Vinny.
Oh, Sarah! What were you singing that time? That was Aerosmith, wasn't it?
Did I have the leather pants then?
I don't know. I mean, you must have, right? That you're rocking it. Rocker outfit.
Yeah, wearing leather pants. Did I remember that day.
Huh. Well.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay. I'm ready.
Go roll into a hole. I'm dying. That's my new favorite insult.
Somebody else pointed out, do you have the Chewbacca one? Like, Chewbacca, not in the top 10 Star Wars characters?
But here's the thing. What? That's why I guessed Boba Fett, because for some reason, he's like the underground hero, and most of us are all who?
I know. I really lost the thread of the story. I know he was the guy who came and got Han Solo when he was frozen in the carbon thing, right?
Yeah.
My God. Or did he bring Han Solo to Jabba the Hutt?
Well, so Boba Fett's a mercenary.
Right.
And he was, he's the one that, you know, put him in that carbon whatever prison.
And turned him over to Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah. I think so.
God!
I mean, it's a little blurry. I haven't seen Empire Strikes Back in a while.
You're no fangirl.
Anyway, I remember my friend who was getting characters tattooed on him, and he was like, "Well, Boba Fett's got it." Like he's doing this debate for me out loud, and I'm all, nobody even knows that guy, dude. And he was like, "That's the most important character, and it's huge." And so number three. Everybody.
Boba Fett. Who know?
Will he get his own standalone, do you think?
Probably.
He's the number three
most popular character.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to, right?
After the text started rolling in about Kathy Kennedy, I mean, I did a ton of research yesterday and read about why the fans hate her and stuff like that. So
goodness gracious.
I think things... And then there's this article about the guy that they originally hired to do Star Wars, the next Star Wars, and they fired that guy after all of the pre-production work. It just seems like it's a mess with the whole Star Wars Wars world.
What?
Flap-a-flap-a-form.
Well, why do you think George Lucas said...
Have at it.
I'm not dealing with that anymore. Like,
well, he got a lot of crap after those
I actually can see where he's conflicted, feeling like this is my invention. I came up with this.
I get to do whatever I want.
Right?
With it.
You don't get to tell me. But really, he's in a fight against his own fans. Mm. So what's the point? I'm sure he just
sell
went,
it to Disney for $4 billion.
Right.
I'd love to just let that go.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I do have some. I've got some Roseanne. Mostly it's reaction, you know, from other cast members and so on. But I've also got kind of big news from The Walking Dead, which I care deeply about. And also Balenciaga. Am I saying that right? They're a fashion house, and they have some things in there you won't believe that you would pay, people would pay over $2,000 for.
Do you mean Gucci?
No. It's like Gucci, but it's Balenciaga. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.